This episode of Full Credit the Boys is brought to you by Mer Inc., the only place to go for screen printed and heat transfer vinyl t-shirts. Visit their website today, www.mehink.com.au, or follow them on Twitter, meh_ink. Mer Inc., proud sponsors of Full Credit to the Boys. This week on Full Credit to the Boys, Australia show some guts in the cricket. The Dragons should be piss tested after beating Cronulla. And the tail is wagging the tiger at Leichhardt. Welcome to Full Credit to the Boys. Well, hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Full Credit to the Boys. You can find us on Twitter at FCTTB_podcast. I am Former Legend on Twitter at Former_Legend. And you can find the man on my right on Twitter at Sid Punts. In 2014, he got to the semi-finals of So You Can Think I Can Dance with the drunk uncle at the wedding routine. A man who recently named his two new cats, Rub and Tug.
I've got seven now.
He's wearing his court clothes from yesterday, and he makes Donald Trump look like a deep thinker. Welcome, Sid Punts.
See, I'm really enjoying these intros of late.
I think people are getting a feel for what you're actually all about.
I wanted to remain mysterious.
Wait till next week and we'll talk about your new tat. Well, usually we do a little bit of lighthearted jesting around this part of the show.
We do.
Well, today is no different. I'm going to read you two headlines and I want you just to tell me what you make of them.
Okay.
The first one comes from the Maroochydore Times.
Yeah, good publication.
I'm subscribed on my iPad.
I often write a column for them.
Do you?
Keep an eye out for
it. You might have written this. The headline reads, "Woman accuses partner of having a small penis before tearing off his shirt and biting his nipple so hard he started to bleed." Now, Sid, before we go on, would it be just best if I cut my nipple off now?
What a headline. That's a great story.
Must have been a tough Christmas, I reckon. Imagine Christmas dinner, looking at the little lady, looking at where that hole is. It used to be your nipple.
Who are you going to pleasure with that? And he said, me.
And what about this one? This one comes from the North Queensland somewhere. Teen 18 drank 10 cups of goon before jumping into crocodile-infested river to impress a British backpacker, ended up getting mauled. Now, Sid, is it just me that finds it ironic that a bloke nearly loses his arm to something with magnificent head of teeth while trying to impress some Sheila who probably hasn't got a shit set of teeth?
Good point. When he finally impressed us, he's like, is that it? That's pretty small.
What's the stupidest thing you've done on a 10 cups of goon?
Oh, I love the goon. Where do I start?
Have you played Goon of Fortune?
I have played Goon of Fortune on the old Hills Hoist. I did it for my 10th birthday party.
Yeah. At Knox Grammar, was that where that was? Or?
I didn't go to one of those wank schools.
All right, well, enough of this frivolity. Let's get into the serious stuff and hit. Sid, I don't know whether you know, but a few things have been happening over at Leichhardt and...
No.
Well, I think it's best put into song.
Okay, I love putting things in a song.
Well, strap yourself in and listen to this. I can see clearly now the tailor's gone. He was the only obstacle in the way. Yeah. West Tigers have found some nuts and offloaded dead weight Jason Taylor. And the Tigers are set to name their fourth coach in 5 years. Well, probably their fifth coach if you count the interim, with the names of Todd Payton and Ivan Cleary high on the wanted list.
Yes.
A former coach of their Holden Cup side and Cowboys assistant currently, Payton helped develop Tedesco, Moses and Luke Brooks before they went and played first grade.
Yep.
Currently under the same management as the Big Four.
Yeah, this is true.
And
as is Andrew Webster.
Oh, there you go.
The other Andrew Webster.
The Big Six.
Yeah, it is the Big Six.
But I think it's been best put in words by Ben Pugsley on Twitter, who wrote, "Breaking. At FCTTB underscore podcast is cancelled this week as at former legend and at Sid Punts build a massive scarecrow bonfire and set a drinking record. Well, Ben, we've made a lie of you. We haven't made a bonfire because it's raining.
Yeah,
but however, the drinking record is on track, my son, my friend.
I have had 10 cups of goon already. See, foolishly, I've stood up for the scarecrow, haven't I?
Yep.
I put my reputation on the line.
Well, there's not a lot to put there, so that's fine.
But I spoke to you yesterday morning before this all came out, and I advised you that after that effort in Canberra, that I was officially withdrawing my support for the scarecrow. That was a pathetic display, and you and I knew that the writing was on the wall.
Different recollection than the one I've got. I recall you saying, I'm going to stick by him. I think he's going to come good.
I did not say that. I've stuck by him all this time, but after that rabble, that disgraceful effort, I've cut him.
Is he at fault?
Well, he was, let's make no mistake, he was put in there to get rid of the boys' club. Mm. And now he's been gotten rid of by the new boys' club. He's introduced a whole new world of boys' club. That's a true story that Webster, the interim coach, is managed by Isaac Moses, who is Mitch Moses' cousin. And he also manages Todd Payton.
Yes.
And the Big Four.
Yes.
And he's somehow related to Benny Elias, who came out bagging the club yesterday. I'll have more to say about him later.
And Ciro came out and bagged Jason Taylor.
Yeah, Ciro said, I've bitten my tongue.
Which he has.
Well, yeah, but it's like Robbie Farah. I don't want to talk about it, and then talks about it for 25 minutes.
No.
I've bitten my tongue because my boys played at the club.
I disagree.
He's got a boy at the club, and he still came out and bitched about them yesterday.
Yeah, with good reason, let me tell you. We'll cover off on this a little bit more, but we'll look at the rest of the news for the week in the NRL.
Let's not talk about this.
The Newcastle Knights have become very active in the off-contract market. They are trying to sign Jack Bird on a massive three-year $2.7 million deal.
Yeah, I saw this.
Now, if Jack Bird stays fit, that's not a bad price.
Well, yeah.
Wade Graham is no certainty to stay at the Sharks, says Jimmy Hooper on Triple M.
Well, just on Jack Bird, before we move on.
Sure.
He's 22 years old. He's only played 50 NRL games. He's won a comp. Why wouldn't you go for $1 million a year for 3 years?
Or Toulon.
Yeah. Well, I would.
Yeah.
Good on him.
But is he worth it? Would you...
Oh, who cares?
Yeah.
If I was him, I'd be doing it.
Yeah, you take the deal. Or Wade Graham is no certainty to stay at the Sharks either, says Jimmy Hooper on Triple M. Contract talks have stalled as the Sharks try and make the books balance with a few stars coming off contract at the end of the season. The same old story here, Sydney.
Yeah.
Win a comp, lose some players.
Yeah, it happens all the time. It happens when you win a comp, but most players are off contract at the end of this year. Expecting a new salary cap. I don't know when that's going to be announced. It's a bit of a joke. So I expect some big names to be swapping clubs between now and next season.
Yeah. In other Shark news, it's been a Sharkathon here. Controversial hooker James Seguiaro has been cleared to start training and apparently will be named for the Sharks.
He was named this afternoon. There I just checked.
As his contractual dispute with Leeds nears a resolution. What will they do with this young kid now? Because he's been playing the house down.
Yeah, Jaden Brayley. He's been brailing them.
But
Seguiaro is a good player. How does this work? Do you understand? Because what they were trying to negotiate was the transfer fee. How does that work? Does anyone know?
Nah.
Does that come out of your salary cap? Because they're going to be paying an awful lot of money for him.
There's a rule in podcasting, don't ask a question if you don't know the answer.
No, that's true. I did. I don't want to know how many rules we're breaking doing this podcast. I found out, you know, when players get fined, especially this year, they've upped it so that you don't lose a game, you can just pay a fine.
Mm.
Do you know where those fines go? I found out this the other day.
Oh, I'm hoping Junior League or the Bush.
They go to the Rugby League Players Association for their annual Christmas party or whatever they do with it. It doesn't go to the NRL.
They do the right thing by that. Well, that's not a bad thing.
So you're represented by the Players Association. You do coke. You get fined. And the Players Association supports you and gets their money. Seems a bit strange to me, but anyway.
All right, let's go into the round three review, and it was the On the Punt round.
It certainly was. It was
great. A real success for the NRL, the On the Punt round.
Yep.
I know many, many new punters were brought to the game with this promotion. On Thursday night, the Storm grinded all night to eventually overcome a tough Broncos at Ronda Couture Stadium, 14 points to 12. And I said the Storm were absolutely relentless in attack in the Broncos 20, and probably could have put 20 or more on the Broncos, but their scrambling goal line defence was superb.
Unbelievable. And the Broncos are 1 from 3, which is just the same as the Tigers. They've been very unlucky.
Bennett's gone. Bennett's gone.
He should be gone if the precedent's been set. We're minus 100 for and against, they're minus 5. So there's a little bit of a difference. See everyone talking up Billy Slater coming out full of energy, which is what the new code for made about 8 errors.
Yeah, he was. He tried a little bit too hard.
Oh, wasn't he? It was awful to watch.
I've got to be honest, but I watched that game and I was just praying that he wouldn't get hurt. There was part of me just going, oh, don't stay down. I like Slater. I'm a massive fan, actually. And yeah, I don't know whether you caught up, but it wasn't mentioned the media a lot about Billy Slater coming back, which surprised me.
Yeah, when you mentioned it last week on the podcast, I was shocked. I didn't know that was
you
happening.
You hardly heard about it during the game. No one mentioned it during the game. It was just like he'd never gone away.
It's because everyone's too busy talking about the Tigers.
Now, let's get on to one of the more controversial things that happened out of this game.
Okay.
Cameras have shown Sam Thaiday pulling at Jesse Bromwich's recently fractured and heavily bandaged thumb.
Yep.
Not long after flying in and blindsiding Vunivalu, who had his back to Thaiday. Sid, I'll get to the first thing.
Yep.
What's your view on Sam Thaiday grabbing hold of the thumb?
Well, I've got to be honest. I've got this all wrong, apparently. I've spoken to a few blokes, and I said, what did you make of that? Thinking that they'd be like, it's all part of the game, and you should be ripping his thumb off. No. Everyone I've spoken to says it was a dog act. I reckon it was great.
I'll tell you what.
You tell me.
This is the greatest thing I've seen in the last 10 years
good,
on the footy field.
I'm glad you agree with me.
Mate, anyone who is complaining about this needs to go and grab a mirror, an early grab a mirror.
Early grab
a
mirror.
You are the type of person that is wrong with society if you're whinging about this.
Jeez, I'm glad you agree with me.
If a bloke runs on the field and plays footy with 15 other blokes on his side,
yep,
or 16,
yeah,
he's reporting fit for duty. Now, in the old days, and I can tell you this is fact,
yep,
you know my right leg, my right knee is not that good.
Yeah.
I'd put a bandage on my left one.
Clever.
Because that was the target.
Clever.
And the other team would hammer you all day on your left knee and kind of lay a bit easy on your right. Now, if any one of you sooky lalas out there is painting Thaiday as a thug or an arsehole.
Which he is.
If any one of you is the same person who whinges about not being able to throw punches in a game, fair dinkum, I'll come over to your place and pull your fucking ears.
Good, good.
That, my friends, is football. It is what makes football great. I love that stuff.
You watch everyone complaining on Twitter just so you go around to their house so they can find out who you are. Put your bandage on your left leg in case they fight back.
Don't put any bandage around your ears because I'll pull them harder. Friday night, the Dogs relieved some pressure on their coach Des Hazel when they got their first win of 2017 against Onceville Warriors at Jake DeMuss Stadium.
I so wanted to call him Owen.
Owen
I'm filthy.
In Dunedin, eventually winning 24 points to 12. I watched this. This is the first time I've seen both these teams run around, I've got to be honest, this year.
Yep.
In depth. I've watched highlights and everything else. I reckon I can see the two coaches' plans here for 2017. On one hand, you've got Desi, who obviously has every faith in the Dogs' defence, especially on their own goal line. So much so that they're going to take risks with short dropouts and short kickoffs. And
yep.
Quite frankly, I love that. It's probably two seasons too late. But I mean, the Walker boys were doing it 2 years ago. On the other side, we've got Stephen Kearney's Warriors outfit. And it's clear that he has said to them, I want to take the flamboyance out of this team,
yep,
and made them value the ball. Now, we're not seeing those Harlem Globetrotter plays. So I think that's what we're going to see. Part of me starts to think that the Warriors will come good this year if they can just change their mindset.
Yeah, well, I thought this was a boring game, actually. The Warriors stand so flat in attack. The first receiver's getting the ball and the defense is all over him. Like you say, this ad hoc, deep, throwing the ball around, that's out the window.
It's gone.
I don't like it.
Yeah, it's gone.
They had two sets in a row right on the Dogs' line. They didn't even look like scoring.
Yeah.
It's no good.
So you don't think the Dogs' defence was the thing that kept them out? You think it was just that the Warriors were insipid in attack?
Well, no, nah, it's a bit of column A, a bit of column B, but I just thought the Warriors didn't throw anything at them, when, and they've got attacking options.
I think that if you look at the way the Dogs play, especially the way they attack, actually, if they're inside the other team's 20, they don't score.
Yeah.
And I think that's the way they're defending. I think they believe that's the same for everyone. I think Desi's quite happy to have them defending off their own line because they have every belief that they'll keep him out.
Yeah, but he's still got to score tries. He's still got to have a dig.
Mm.
That was the same with the Warriors. Every time the opposition was in the 20, nothing was happening. That's why it was a shit game.
Cue the twilight music here, Sid. Three games this year for the Warriors, and every one of them, they have leaked exactly 14 points in the second half.
Are you serious?
Yeah, wow.
Do you think it's a conspiracy?
I know Tim Simonis had a mozza on those numbers. The key to win for Steve Kearney is to get in front by 15 at halftime. Canterbury's starting forwards ran a combined 681 metres in Dunedin at Jake the Muss, almost 100 more than the Warriors. And it was clever stuff from the Dogs, who invited the Warriors into a battle of the forwards, and then they crushed them.
Yep.
There was something brought up in this game about everyone believes that the Warriors are a huge pack. It's actually proven that they're not. They're actually quite one of the smaller packs in the comp.
All right.
And if the Dogs take, if I think the Dogs played a bit smart, they boxed a bit clever and ended up beating the Warriors exactly where they want them to.
Yep.
One last thing out of this game. As much as I think that maybe the Warriors might come good this year with Kearney's attacking plan, his record now reads 11 wins from 45 games as a first grade coach.
Yes.
That's they're numbers that even Jason Taylor blushes at. I mean, they're embarrassing. All right, the next game on Friday night, no Hayne, no worries for the Titans as they beat the Eels at Crazy Horse Stadium, 26 points to 14. Let me tell you this. When Eels went out to 12-point lead, 12-0 after 20 minutes, I'm thinking, oh, by how many?
Exactly, that's what I thought.
They're going to kill these blokes.
And the Titans had about 18 blokes on the sideline injured.
Yeah, what odds would you have got that after 20 minutes, the Titans would score 26 out of the next 28 points?
Well,
I know you and Simona got on.
He actually rang me. I missed his call. He knew this was in. This game was, the first half was a half of two halves, I reckon. It was 12-0, and then they just annihilated
him. I think it was a half of four quarters.
But the second half was a half of just one half.
Yeah, it was. It was a half of one half. For the Titans out there, it was like the MASH 4077 in itself.
Wasn't it? It was ridiculous.
Blokes laying down everywhere. Almost every set of six, there would either be a player stay down or leave the field. The sideline was like the departures lane at Sydney Airport. There were blokes coming and going, HIA tests.
Did they get fined?
Well, no. What I can reveal about these HIA tests is that the Titans are now looking for a doctor who bulk bills. They're getting them that often. It's killing them. One of the joys, Sid, of watching the NRL is to see those players that just keep on surprising with how good they are. And I've got to be honest, Taylor, every week, I love watching this kid play. On his 22nd birthday of all, he grabbed hold of this game, and along with Kane, life's good, they went on to win the game, which surprised me. I'd never thought much of these two, but there's something to like about them, I reckon, especially considering 22, they've got more potential than Brooks and Moses.
Don't even mention Brooks and Moses. I reckon they're building something good up there, the Titans. I certainly didn't see this happening, though. 12-0, and with all the injuries, that's a good win for them.
Yeah, it might be a pointer to the fact that how much the Eels are going to rely on Corey Norman this year. I mean, no Corey Norman, and they went like bastards.
Yep,
Radja had an ordinary night with his hands. He was terrible.
Yep. But no Hayne, no worries, like you said.
No worries.
Yeah.
They've actually got a great record without Hayne. I think they win 68% without him. And 26% with him. Something crazy like that. Saturday night, the Knights were pretty good, but they eventually went down to a grinding Rabbitohs at Hamburglar Stadium, 24 points to 18. First up from you, Sid, and I know this is a big thing for you, and you want to say a heartfelt congratulations to Robbie Farah for playing his 250th game.
Oh, was it his 250th?
Yeah, it's for a club that he's loved for much of his 2017 life.
I'm not talking about his 250th. Couldn't care less.
George Burgess lost his mind in the 23rd minute of this game with a flying elbow to Mitch Barnett's head, and then followed it up with a reverse spinning back fist punch.
Seriously.
Something that you used to be very good at in Street Fighter back in 1992 on the Atari.
Did you see him throwing him? It was embarrassing. Get him on one of those NRL fight nights. That was woeful.
The moment of...
Fight that fat kid that the other guy fought.
I believe Todd Greenberg came out and said, This moment of dumb fuckness cost him 10 minutes in the bin with a suspension sure to follow, which it did.
That's a direct quote. I read that from him.
I've been thinking about this and thought, what's gone through his mind? And now, all I can think of is that the reason for this head explosion was he might have got an erection in the and their massive broadsword has filled up with blood and had all the blood run from his brain. He's just lost his mind.
You think that's what's happened?
There's nothing worse than playing with a stiffy, let me tell you.
This game had everything. Some good tries. Burgess throwing elbows and getting binned.
Well, Madge McGuire didn't even want to touch on George Burgess after the game. It was almost like he didn't want to even talk his name. I'd say George isn't on the popularity stakes at Madge's place right now.
Well, you don't want to approach George when he's got a massive heart on either. Even Hodgkinson called the ref a cheat, got 10 in the bin for it.
Now, he got 2 weeks for this, George Burgess. The same fine as he got for throwing a water bottle last year. He's thrown you wouldn't say they're punches. I mean, I think he should appeal the sentence because they said that they were dangerous striking or something like that. There was nothing dangerous in that.
It was only an elbow because he missed the punch. It was woeful.
Now, speaking of going cocoa bananas in this game, Trent Hodgkinson also spent some time in the bin after he told the ref in no uncertain terms that he cost the Knights a chance at victory after allowing play to go on from a messy scrum that Newcastle would have won against the Feed.
Basically called him a cheat and got binned for it.
Which brings me to the great Gus Gould story. The only thing I like about Gus Gould is his story where he says to Bill Harrigan, "What would you do if I called you a cheat?" Bill Harrigan says, "Well, it sends you off." And he said, "What would you do if I said I thought you're a cheat?" And he said, "Well, I can't do anything about what you think." He goes, "Well, I think you're a cheat." Speaking of Gus, the Panthers went down to Roosters at Waterman Stadium in a thriller, 14 points to 12.
Ah, because of salt and pepper. What a man. I just figured it out.
Jesus. Well, I'm going to have to rename it this week. Well done. Michael Gordon made his debut in 2006, Sid.
Yeah.
Nathan Cleary was still in primary school. But On Saturday night, Michael Gordon turned the clock back. He scored 2 tries and an absolute match-winning tackle on Tyrone Peachy in the dying minutes to deny Tyrone a try. Now, while we're on Tyrone Peachy, have you watched him in the last sort of... Remember that night we ran into him at the Homebush?
Yeah, at ANZ.
Yeah.
That's right.
He was... I think that was the next week he got suspended. Truth be known. He's played the house down the last few weeks.
Yep.
He scored the opening try for the Panthers and ran 169 metres from 17 carries and pretty much almost had the match winner until Michael Gordon denied him that. He beat 4 defenders on the way to the line and could have been the hero. As it is, Origin, sneaky.
I'm sure Laurie Daly's got him penciled in with 400 other players.
Although he's got to get past the great Jarrett Hayne, who's been penciled in for 12 positions.
But you know what annoys me? After all those stats that you read out and what a cracking, thrilling game this was, Tony Archer, the head of the refs, comes out and says, after reviewing the footage, the last try was off a forward pass. Now, if you can't look at the footage in the game and rule on a forward pass, don't come out after the game and make everyone talk about a refereeing decision.
Now, disturbingly, I agree with you, but not. Wow. That's not the disturbing part.
You're agreeing with me a lot tonight. This is weird.
The disturbing part is that Buzz Rothfield brought this up in his column and said the exact same thing.
Oh, yeah. Don't think that I read his column and I'm plagiarising.
I feel like a cat shit in my mouth. he's got a good point. You know,
who's got a good point?
Well,
Buzz
Rothfield. Yeah. And that's rare in itself. I mean, stop the clock. But if Tony Archer can then have a look at the replay and say, yeah, that was a forward pass, why can't we rule the forward passes on the replay?
Exactly. I thought the idea was that the camera angles aren't always indicative of whether it was forward or not. There was a touch judge standing right in line with it.
Mm.
He hasn't ruled on it. Yet Tony Archer comes out and says, oh, no, I looked at it. It was forward.
Well, I think
Tony.
I think one of the creditors brings up that touch judge's name this week. Yeah, so we'll get to him later. Now, the preseason favourites, the Panthers, are now 1 from 3.
Yep, same as the Tigers.
Have blown out to $9 to win the comp.
Yep.
While the Roosters have bounced back from second last in 2016 to be so far undefeated.
Three in a row.
Into $7 to win the big dance.
Oh, don't call it the big dance. It's early in the season. Yeah, they're going well, the Roosters, and not so good, the Panthers.
Mm, well, we'll see how good the Roosters go this week when Luke Keary faces his old team. The Cowboys, the final game on Saturday night, lost to the Seagulls at 1300 Egg Stadium, 30 points to 8.
Did not see this coming.
Tim Simona did. Had plenty. North Queensland began their 2017 post-Matt Scott era, who was gone for the season, and also without the other JT, Jason Taumalolo,
yep,
who was suspended, and they looked like they missed them two blokes horribly.
Oh, didn't they? What? But what surprised me out of this game, much like Buzz Rothfield saying something sensible, Daily Cherry Evans was on fire.
He was on fire.
That's rare.
Well, there, put that $1 million in your pocket, you're finished for the year. Without the two-star forwards of Taumalolo, Scott, Manly easily matched him in every department,
yep,
around the forwards. And mix that with a very quiet Jonathan Thurston, and you've,
yeah,
got the makings for a Seagulls whitewash.
I've got JT in my super coach, and he achieved nothing.
How many points did he score?
On super coach?
Yeah.
Like 20-something?
Is that a lot?
No.
Super coach.
It's horrible. Yeah, I hate super coach already. I'm, yeah, 3 weeks in. I'm over it.
Footy nerds do that. Despite all their injuries, neither coach Paul Green or captain Jonathan Thurston wanted to blame unavailable personnel for their loss, saying that their defence was responsible for most of their issues. Funnily enough, looking back at the stats, the Seagulls led missed tackles,
all
35
right,
to 24, as well as errors with the ball, 12 to 11.
Because Manly's defence was desperate. I don't know if missed tackles always give the right indication.
Yeah,
you can fall off tackles and scramble well.
Sunday. Do we really want to talk about Sunday?
I was hoping you weren't.
Ricky's Raiders were very lucky to edge out the pride of the league, the Tigers, at GM Cold Stadium, 46 points to 6. I want to point out that it was 6-all with 30 to go.
What? We lost?
30 minutes in, I mean.
I had Nofaluma for first try and then turned it off. I didn't know we lost. We were looking good.
Canberra captain Jared Croker returned to footy after injuring his leg in the All-Stars game.
Dally M favourite.
Hit the ground
told
running.
Told ya.
He scored a try, kicked 7 from 8, and ran 151 metres with the ball. Pretty impressive.
Yeah, we can. The Tigers can sure play people back into form. We've scored one try from an intercept in 160 minutes of football.
You're welcome, Canberra.
Yeah.
Be scared, Storm. Be very, very afraid.
Oh, yeah.
New coach, that's their only bounce back possibilities, that we'll bounce back with a new coach.
Which historically normally happens when you have an interim coach.
It actually doesn't statistically.
But oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
once again.
Not going to happen next
week.
Let's talk
about the Tigers very quickly.
Okay, very briefly.
I know your power went out. I smashed the television very early in the second half. They played well for the first 30 minutes, Sid.
Yeah, they did last week as well, and then got flogged.
At 6 apiece and just a couple of errors just before the... after the 30-minute mark, and the floodgates open, and that was pretty much the same as last week.
Yep, two tries right before halftime, both weeks in a row.
And 40 unanswered points later, we get wiped.
Yep.
Although, every cloud, silver lining, Jason Taylor, ta-da.
Yep.
I'm hoping they're not putting a band-aid on a massive wound here, but...
Yeah, I think they are, but anyway.
All right. The Sharks. In the good news.
I've never wanted to talk about the Sharks so much in my life. Let's get on with it.
They were beaten by who they labelled their little brothers, the Dragons, at Southern Cross Bogantat Stadium, 16 points to 10. I can tell you, if you want to talk about low games,
yep,
this was not a pretty game to watch. Maybe if you're a Dragons fan, but other than that, mistake-a-thon is the best way to describe, especially from the Sharks. They were just ordinary with the ball in their hand. I'll give you the tip.
Go.
If you're a Dragons fan or you're a Sharks fan in 2017,
you're
basically following a couple of schizophrenics.
Yeah, it's going to be a roller coaster for each of them.
They're going to be harder to follow, those two teams, than Ron Jeremy at an orgy. And they're going to be more up and down than Kim Kardashian's undies.
I like it.
Now, let's look at the stats from this game. And it was easy to see why the Cronulla didn't win. The Sharks gave away 9 penalties.
Yep.
Always to 3.
9-3 at home.
They made 12 errors with the ball and a completion rate of 76%.
Do you reckon they just turn it up thinking they're going to win against these teams, or are they struggling?
I don't know. Too early to tell, but the signs aren't promising for the Sharks. All right, that's the footy for the week. Let's talk at some injuries. A And as we hear the chopper land, we can tell you that Cameron Munster has lobbed into the 4077 with a broken jaw, which was a bit disappointing.
That looked nasty.
Round 7 or 8, they're saying. I'd say good luck on that one.
Yeah.
Cowboys, Kyle Felt has an ankle injury. We're not sure about how long. And Justin O'Neill has a knee injury. Again, not so sure. Titans, Will Zillman, who I've always thought was going to be something, that kid.
Yeah.
Has a calf injury, which, I mean, he's been injured half his career. And Kayser Pritchard has an ankle injury.
Okay. Thanks for the update.
The Eels. Other sports. Where will we start this week, Sid? Let's start cricket. Just as Australia are on the ropes, Captain Steve Smith and prodigal son, the big show, Glenn Maxwell, steered Australia through day one. Smith ended up scoring 178 and Maxwell got to 104 in the first innings. In the end, Australia fought out a tough draw, a result that will give them some confidence going into the fourth test. They really did grind out a good game.
Yeah, they did.
All this happened just after Michael Clarke's new lover, Virat Kohli, hurt his shoulder, waving his arms around the field or whatever it was he was doing.
Yeah, but when Kohli got home that night, Clarke ran him a hot bath, massaged his shoulders so he could keep rallying on. Aren't they a beautiful couple?
Oh, beautiful. I just can't believe he's doing this in the public eye and that his wife's back here at home watching this.
I know.
It must be very awkward.
She must be able to notice it.
Yeah. Cricket in one of the best stories ever. Now listen to this.
Yes, hit me.
A bloke at Ranchi Hospital addressed the media where Virat Kohli lobbed after he injured his shoulder, waving his arms around like he just don't care.
Yep.
Microphones at the ready, camera flashes popping. He dropped the bombshell that Virat Kohli, the world's best batsman, was set to miss the rest of the series against Australia with his bung shoulder. While the bones are intact, there is a ligament tear and he was having acute problems in hand movement, the bloke said. We have advised 15 to 20 days rest. He will miss the next test.
Wow.
The reporters gasped. The cricket mad nation groaned. Only problem was, Sid, that this bloke in the white coat addressing the media was just a shit kicker at the hospital who grabbed a white coat and got his 15 minutes of fame.
Legend. I love stories like this.
Rumours say that after he took his white jacket back off, he proudly showed an I Am Former Legend t-shirt.
I heard Clarke was devastated hearing that Kohli wouldn't be able to use his arm for a few weeks.
Who's going to give the reach around now? Horse racing. Racing phenomenon Winx won her 16th race in a row on the weekend, Sid. And
backed
someone,
it once, I have.
Someone has done the maths here.
Yeah.
Did you hear this?
No.
If you put $100 on her first win and just kept letting it ride,
yeah,
win after win after win, right now, after 16 wins, you know what you'd have?
What would you have?
A gold toilet and a bad coke habit.
Do you actually have the amount?
Nah.
It'd be a lot.
Rugby union. Now, we appointed the new leadership group last week.
We did.
Galpo and Beer Boy are part of that.
Yes, they are.
And a bit of an oversight because they've both asked us to do a weekly rugby union segment.
Yes.
So, Sid, you and I sat down. We've had a chat.
We did. We mulled this over.
And we've decided.
Yep.
We've recorded my farts for the past week.
Much more entertaining. Much more super than rugby.
Here they go. Excuse me, officer. Can you pull my finger? Oh no. Whoops. Oh, that was a bit wet. Excuse me.
Full credit to the boys.
All right, it's time for...
Why do you record all your farts for the week?
It was a court order. It's a long story.
Very strange.
Grab a mirror time, Sid. It's the Australia's number one podcast segment.
Officially.
Officially.
Yeah.
iTunes have rated it number one. Let's play the song.
We all want you to go grab a mirror. We're all hoping that you'll change your way. No message could be any clearer. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and make a change.
Make a change. Change. Change your clothes. Yeah. All right, grab
change
a beer.
Change your undies after listening to that.
Do you want to kick off with Grab a Mirror?
Yeah, I'll kick
week?
Off. All you right. Nearly stole my thunder earlier. But Grab a Mirror, the bloke that drank a whole heap of goon and then dived into a crocodile-infested creek in North Queensland just to impress a girl. He was subsequently, as we discussed, attacked by a crocodile, nearly bit his arm off. And the girl said, and I quote, "Yeah, being attacked by animals doesn't really do it for me." So it didn't work.
Oh, what a low life.
I know. All that effort.
Wasn't she the one that dared him to do it?
Yeah.
Oh, so what, it was the swimming that got her over the line?
I'm not sure.
Jeez, I hope she doesn't see Grant Hackett.
Horrible the story, that.
All right, let me have a crack. I'm going to give you a bunch of rapid-fire grabber mirrors.
Go for it.
Any dickhead that puts potato, pumpkin, or rocket on a pizza.
Okay.
You're a sick bastard. Go and grab a mirror. Sid, what's this program that we use here to record this podcast?
Logic Pro.
Where's the logic in it?
Yeah, there's no logic in Logic Pro.
It's full of pox, that's what that is.
It is. Grab a mirror, Apple.
Grab a mirror, Apple. The same dickhats that whinge about the heat in summer that are now sucking about the rain and wind in whatever this is.
Yeah, I'm one of those.
Yeah, grab a mirror.
Okay.
The Harbour Bridge turned 85 this week, Sid.
Congratulations.
How come in 1932 they knew to create a bridge with 8 lanes, but in 2000, 4 lanes is all they could come up with for the M5 tunnel?
I've said this for a long time.
Grab a mirror, New South
Wales.
They
had the foresight that they knew there would be heaps more horses on the road.
Grab a mirror, Boris Karaglekian, or whoever it is that's there. Premier.
He's doing a shit job, Boris.
That'll do me for my rapid fire ones, but hang on. Here come the creditors, grabber mirrors, and there's a bunch of them. Get comfortable.
Hit me.
McFlavor wrote, grabber mirror, the tiger.
Here we go. There's going to be a theme here and there.
Jeez, if it's not Tim Simona, it's now just the Tigers.
Here we go.
Grabber mirror, the Tigers. They finally get rid of a prima donna with too much say, only to create 4 prima donnas with too much to say.
I think I already said that before.
Craig Pico said, grab a mirror, the next NRL club that signs the scarecrow. I don't think you'll find it be an NRL club. Maybe Orange Sims.
Somebody tweeted out today that tagged me in it saying, Bellamy, watch your back.
The Park Spaceman might have a look at him. SJD underscore 134 said, grab a mirror, cyclers at 5 a.m. on dark, rainy days with no lights or fluoro gear. Seriously, they're not cyclists, mate. They're speed humps. Cosroy said, grab a mirror, Chad Townsend, Bell End, for the no-try celebration and paying someone to design a professional logo. What's that about?
I don't know the logo bit, but I saw...
I've seen the logo.
His post-try celebration was a bit embarrassing.
Okay. PCF Pedro said, grab a mirror, Jay Ataki, accomplice to Simona's scams, murdered an unborn child, now front media looking for sympathy. Karma awaits. Might take that one out, Sid, later on. McFlavor 7 came back with, grab a mirror, Fox, resurrecting Blocker to comment on modern NRL is like asking a horse and wagon fixer to service your Commodore. Blocker, I don't write them, I just read them.
The only thing worse than watching that debacle that was the Tigers versus Canberra was listening to Blocker commentate on it.
Again, Blocker, I don't write them, I just read them.
Whatever.
Punting Tragic said, grab a mirror, the West Tigers. Last time a Raiders horn got blown this much, Joel Monaghan had to leave the country afterwards.
Very good.
Josh Williams, 71, said, grab a mirror of the Raiders. That's more like it.
That's better.
How they didn't put 50 burger on the Tigers is disgraceful.
Okay, hang that's
on.
Not better.
That's not that good. DWKH13. What's that?
Oh, no idea.
That's the code to get into his unit block. DWKH13 said, grab a mirror, early morning rubbish collection. Made me do the rattle of shame with the recycling bin.
Oh, I'm forever doing the rattle of shame. It's not even a rattle of shame. It's a rattle of pride.
Juan Farcall said, grab a mirror, Fox NRL Live. He actually included Fox NRL Live in this tweet.
Good.
For giving airtime to dribblers Blocker and Slothfield.
Couldn't
Folks don't
more.
Pay for this shit.
Yep.
Comics Footy said, grab a mirror at the NRL 360 for having both Ben Elias and Buzz Rothfield on the same fucking time. Hashtag painful.
I sat there and watched that today, and it was painful.
Juan Farcall came back with Smith's Crisps, bringing back classic flavours like tomato sauce, but in tiny little packets. Grab a mirror.
Criminal.
Do you want to do your second one?
Yeah. My second grab a mirror, Benny Elias. Here is a bloke that sent the Balmain Club broke.
What a tan, what a tan, what a tan. What a mighty good tan.
He sent them broke through his redevelopment of Balmain Leagues Club, and haven't you seen it lately? Isn't it looking a treat? Thanks, Benny.
It's coming along.
Yeah. Then he says...
Renovator's delight.
This is all the fault of the Magpies board members. Balmain should run the club. He says it's good that the big four are running the show. He would say that. It's his nephew.
Nephew and...
yeah, and some other relative. I'm not sure how it all works out. Then he goes on to sing Isaac Moses' praise as a good influence on the club. Grab a mirror, you orange-faced bastard. You're a joke.
Well, if he gets some black and white, he'll look the business. DWKH13 is trying to get into his unit block again and said, grab a mirror. Parent-teacher interviews. The kid's in grade one, for fuck's sake. Don't go.
Yeah,
lest,
true.
Lest the teachers are sort.
Yep.
Dubstan wrote, grab a mirror, Darius Boyd, for threatening Channel 9 to no longer do interviews. How is that a threat? That's a fair point.
That was a bizarre situation.
Yeah. I was going to touch on that, and then I just couldn't be bothered.
Yeah, let's leave it alone. That's for the ABC to discuss.
Grab a mirror, says One-Eyed Tiger. Ben Elias, seriously, look at yourself. Then listen to yourself. Then just piss off.
Well, I've already dealt with that.
One fuck all. Oh, he's got a lot to say, one fuck all. Grab a mirror, Victards, who claim the women's VFL is more important outside of Melbourne than the Ashes. Pretty sure that's
I saw that.
Reasonable point. Ryan T. Jansen said, grab a mirror, Sir Ridley Scott. Still pissed that Prometheus sucked balls. New Alien film, better be sick.
I saw that. Are they doing a new Alien film? One of my all-time favourite films, Aliens, the second one.
Believe so.
Awesome.
One fuck all. Is he serious? One fuck all said, grab a mirror, Peter Peters, for having a go at sausage roll eaters, useless pie-eating, fridge-stealing leech.
I thought that was funny that he came out calling people keyboard warriors and sausage roll eaters. Grab a mirror, mate. Big mirror.
Oh, geez. I wouldn't want a dollar for every sausage roll he's had at Crackhead. Grab a mirror, the Tigers board, says Dubstan. You magnificent bastards, keep it up. Surely Teddy will sign with the Roosters now. Dubstan, you're an idiot. Ryan T. Jansen, speaking of which, said, grab a mirror, Shaq, included Shaq in this one.
Oh, good.
For saying the earth is flat, him and others that think this are pea-brained. Fair point.
Shaq listens to the show.
Yeah, massive
fan. He'll be offended.
He'll be ringing in later.
Yep.
One-Eyed Tiger said, grab a mirror of the Aussie Test cricket team and enjoy that unlikely save, you gutsy bastards.
That was a gutsy effort. I appreciated that. Who else you got?
Dubstan wrote, grab a mirror refs who say they'll send someone to the bin, but 17 penalties later, they have not sin-binned anyone.
That could annoys me more. Every week.
That is on
one
the
one more time, one more time.
I don't want to do it. I know you don't.
And then they send someone from the opposition.
Yeah, George Burgess gets 10 for striking. You don't get 10 minutes for striking. You get sent off for striking, you idiot.
I'm going to fight Burgess.
Are you?
Yeah.
You'll get him.
Someone tweeted out to Bieber last week that I'm willing to fight him. I'll fight both of them at once.
I reckon you beat him with a wet towel.
Yeah, let's do it. I hope he doesn't come into the ring in a wet towel.
And his erection.
The erection was implied. You didn't have to say that.
Just the towel hanging off it. Yes, I am. Sancho said, grab a mirror of fuckwits who don't take down their real estate ads when the place room has been filled. Sid, one of your many properties for sale is...
I knew you would say that. I was waiting for that.
Moz Morris said, grab a mirror of the big four. Brooks and Moses haven't achieved jack and Teddy is a wet tissue. I was with you until he said Teddy the wet tissue. Josh Moore said, grab a mirror of Coles for not opening the self-service checkouts when you open. I don't need judgment for buying Truckee's toothpaste at 7 a.m.
Love it.
Peter Rishton, or at South 70, said, grab a mirror of George Burgess for throwing punches like a fucking winger.
Hear, hear.
And a weak winger at that.
I'm going to dominate him in the ring.
Beer Boy. Right, grab a mirror of the frog who jumped through my bedroom window on my first day back to work, which made me 15 minutes late trying to catch it. Acid is a wonderful drug.
I reckon. That didn't happen. He actually requested, you can request certain things when you buy a shirt. He bought a shirt
and he put
on there, I want a picture of a pie. And I printed out the guy rooting the apple pie in the American Pie movies. But it's here somewhere. I forgot to post it.
Oh, no.
Sorry, Beer Boy.
Joke's on you. Galpo78 wrote, grab a mirror, the youngster at South Junior's pool who shit himself during the kids' swimming lessons yesterday. Sid, do you want to apologise now or day back at swim squad?
I used to always do that at squad just to get that edge over my rivals.
Jay Bolwell wrote, grab a mirror, Tony Archer, for wanting refs to make decisions and then undermining them with video explanations.
Hear, hear.
Mr. Barjas wrote, grab a mirror of the dumb shit that jumped into a croc-infested water.
Yeah, what about the dumb shit that was dumped in the pool?
Efficient, not lazy, said Grab a Mirror, the ice head who wanted to fight me after I stopped him from falling over. Sid, again, apologise now.
Yeah, it's been a big week. I've been everywhere.
Efficient, not lazy, then backed it up with people who order drinks, receive drinks, and then shocked they have to pay for the next drinks. It's been a long week.
He's definitely not lazy, efficient, not lazy.
He's here again. Efficient, not lazy, then said reverse grab. This is a good one.
Okay.
This is a reverse grab a mirror.
Ooh, I don't even understand what that means. Hit me.
Reverse grab a mirror to the dog that was shitting on my lawn. It stopped since I told it to go and grab a mirror.
We dealt with that last week. Glad we could help.
Jay Bolwell said, grab a mirror all media for bitching about the Latrell Mitchell pass but ignoring the 1 metre forward Moylan pass.
Hear, hear.
Ben McLeod, efficient not lazy, said, grab a mirror people who leave their shopping trolley in the middle of the aisle and then they wander around aimlessly.
Was that efficient not lazy again?
Yeah.
He's not lazy, but he's not very efficient.
Here's another one. Efficient not lazy said, grab a mirror ass clowns. I mean, I think you mean dick hats. Who blocked the checkout. Jeez, he's had a big week at Coles this week.
Yeah.
Who blocked the checkout while they read a magazine. It's not a library, you fucking jerk.
Not reading Rugby League Week, though.
The Walrus 007.
The
said,
Walrus. I like it already.
The ass clown who dubbed those imposters in the Tigers jumpers the Big Four. I rate him a 1.5, being generous.
Yeah, fair enough.
Luke Parker wrote, the NRL, dump Thursday night footy like a dodgy Tigers coach and revive Mondays. Luke Parker then said, grab a mirror of the NRL again. If you want clubs to enforce concussion rule, allow extra players on the bench, 6, not 4. Not a bad idea. Grab a mirror.
What about Dugan? Dugan stayed down with an injury like he does every time he's tackled. Foxing. He wasn't hurt. And now they've been slugged with a massive fine.
He got hit on the head with a ball.
He always lays down. That doesn't mean he's concussed.
Chavin Belmont wrote, grab a mirror of those pricks who work at Subway who ask, do I want it toasted 3 times? I said yes the first time. Listen, you plebs. This is a good one. GOC_73 said, grab a mirror of the biggest loser transformation. Do they intend to abbreviate their name to BLT just to tease their contestants? Andrew Maddo, Shaywam wrote, grab a mirror, the fuckwit junkie who tried to steal my missus's car. And speaking of fuckwits, Buzz can grab a mirror as well.
Is that the same junkie?
Jesus Christ. Grab a mirror. Kevin Walters, says Joe Davola, 76. Fact he couldn't tackle leads me to think he could never have had a head injury, yet his commentary suggests otherwise. Righto.
I got no idea what that means.
Well, he's having a crack at Walters and
It's all in the delivery, and it wasn't very good. It wasn't very well delivered.
40 characters just kills you, doesn't it? Grab a mirror, Jeff Eunice, says Dave Crellin. The touchy. Not one, but two fucking errors in a one game, same touchy who fucked up 2010 grand final with Morris being out.
Yep.
Okay. Ben Pugsley wrote, grab a mirror, people who can't get through the airport. Follow the signs and stop being so fucking clueless.
It's not hard.
He also wrote, grab a mirror, NBN Australia and Malcolm Turnbull. No super fast internet for me until 2020. It's not that good. Grab a mirror, the Tigers board, says Shane O'Adams. Now who has Sid Punts and former legend got to blame for their team being rubbish?
We'll find someone else to blame.
No dramas. That's very easy. And Tommy, 24787, said, grab a mirror myself for never coming up with a grab a mirror for the podcast. I'm a shit human being.
You are a shit human being, whatever your name is, and 400 numbers after your name.
My final one for this week.
Yeah, hit me. Better be good.
Yeah, well.
Is it?
You're going to wince when I say this one.
Okay.
Speaking of stiffies.
Which we weren't.
Grab a mirror, Alan George Matthews.
Who is Alan George Matthews?
Sid, this is something I never want to be described as in newspapers.
Okay.
A backyard surgeon.
Oh.
Although I'd love to see his business card, to be honest. This is a bloke who is not a qualified doctor.
Okay.
Who lopped off a man's left duster.
No.
In a cheap mid-North Coast hotel room because the bloke couldn't afford to go to a proper medical
Is this in Australia?
This is in Port Macquarie, Sid.
You're joking.
Mr. Matthews allegedly responded to an ad and met with the alleged victim at a Port Macquarie hotel motel and carried out a do-it-yourself operation to take off the bloke's left keg.
Are you serious?
Do it yourself. There'll be a fact sheet after the show for those that are interested.
What was wrong with his left keg that he had to take it off?
Don't know.
Wow.
The wound from the alleged unauthorized surgery became infected. The 52-year-old had to attend a hospital a week later seeking treatment.
Did he go to a real hospital?
He went to a taxi rank.
He went to the real hospital and the bloke out the front was talking about collie.
This bloke, Alan George Matthews, was charged with removing tissue from the body of another human being without authority. Surprise, that's illegal.
This makes me queasy.
Recklessly causing grievous bodily harm. Reckless. I mean, honestly. He brought a brand new stay sharp for this job.
Knackless.
Possessing a restricted substance and not keeping a firearm, i.e. a pistol, safely, and not keeping a firearm safely, not prohibited.
Why did he bring a firearm to the operation?
In case it went horribly wrong, he could have shot it off.
You normally use a scalpel, not a .38.
Alan George Matthews, AGM, GAM, grab a mirror, son.
You putrid bastard.
We all want you to go grab a mirror. We're all hoping that you'll change your way. No message could be any clearer. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and make a change.
Sid, yes. Go out and grab a mirror and old left keg, Alan George Matthews, who's got a nut sitting in a jar next to his bed.
Let's never speak of that again,
some
please.
Some of his best work. Now, this show is sponsored by MEH Inc.
Have you learnt how to say it yet?
Yeah. Meh Inc.
Meh Inc.
Or you can find them on the internet, www.mehink.com.au. Now,
yes.
I'm going to put it to you this way. They do T-shirts.
They do.
All sorts of designs. If you owned a business,
yes.
You got a team, and you want them to look like a team, why wouldn't you get MEHINK, Mayor Inc., to do you a bunch of T-shirts up so everyone looks professional?
Well, I don't know why you wouldn't.
Dressed in the same gear, looking the business. I mean, there's no one better on the internet to go to than Mayor Inc.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Where else would you wear some stylized and like-minded matching T-shirts?
The SKPs do on stage. Might have to hit up Mayor Inc. for some new shirts.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where else? A couple of the Parramatta boys could wear them in the prison yard at Long Bay.
Yeah. Yesterday, my mum and dad and my sister and I all turned up to court in a Save Sid printed T-shirt.
How did it go?
All matching.
It's been
adjourned. We'll see.
Ironically, you're there for stealing T-shirts, which is very odd.
With hindsight, it was a bad idea.
If you had wanted T-shirts, you should have went to www.mehink.com.au.
Proud
Mer Inc.
Proud sponsors of Full Credit to the Boys and my court case.
Full Credit to the Boys.
Round 4 preview of the NRL, and this week, Sid, I believe it's rheumatoid arthritis round presented by Celebrex and Australian Pensioners Insurance Agency.
Is it?
In light of recent games where players, how do we say this, elderly players.
Yes.
Have made their mark, Benji Marshall,
yep.
Mick Gordon,
yep.
Jeff Robson,
yep.
Billy Slater,
yep.
Cameron Smith, the accountant.
Yep.
Todd Greenberg has decreed round 4 to be rheumatoid arthritis round, where teams must name one player from at least 2 decades ago to pull a jersey back on.
What an innovative idea.
And I understand you have the inside scoop on the lowdown for who's playing for each team. So
I do indeed.
As we go through each game, Sid, I want you to tell the good listeners at home who's going to make a guest appearance.
I will.
All right. Thursday night, the Rabbitohs versus the Roosters at Renovators Delight Stadium in the Shannon Hegarty Cup.
Yes.
Souths coming off the back of a dusty win.
Yep.
Didn't win the fight, but did win the game.
Yep.
Roosters are on 3-0.
Yes.
Firming into premiership favourites. Who do you like in this?
I like the Roosters. Put your hard earned on it.
Any word on what players are coming back for this game?
Yeah, Souths. are going to give much maligned winger Steve Maven a chance to make up for one of the worst games ever played in 1987 Southern Death semi-final against the Raiders. Do you remember that?
I'll tell you a story about this.
Go on.
He got hooked in the 60th minute in that game.
Yep.
I'm not sure whether Steve will confirm this or not, but my understanding is he watched the last 5 minutes from the cauliflower in while he was drinking a beer.
A fine establishment. I've been kicked out of there three times.
Roosters, anyone for the Roosters?
The Roosters are going to bring back speed machine Todd Lowry.
Mike Lowry.
Todd Lowry. Mike Lowry's brother.
Well, that's hopefully Penrith bring back Scotty Sattler.
Oh, yeah, Scotty Sattler.
Because he's the only bloke faster than Todd Lowry. Friday night. Oh, by the way, I'm packing the Roosters easy.
Okay.
Panthers versus the Knights at the Pig Stadium in the Glenn Miller Plate.
The Pig Stadium.
Little known fact about Glenn Miller, his brother Steve Miller sang Abracadabra and Space Cowboy.
Is that a true story?
No.
I knew it wasn't.
Panthers are 1-3. Knights are 1-3. Battle of the Cellar Dwellers.
Yes.
Who do you like?
I like the Panthers. They'll get over the Knights at the Pig Stadium. And the Panthers are bringing home a man very familiar with the Celebrex name, Ben Ross.
Oh, geez, there's a bloke who can find an injury, yep, even on the footy show. What about the Knights? Who have they got playing for?
The Knights are bringing back superstar. He used to play for the Magpies as well, Leo Dinova. Remember him?
I do remember him.
He was never fit ever.
Nah. Potential, I believe they said. If you can get
plenty
fit.
Of potential.
Who do you like in this game, did you say?
The Panthers will win.
They'll win at the Pig.
Yep. It'll take me all week to figure out why it's called the Pig Stadium, but anyway.
Second game for Friday night, Broncos v. the Raiders at Stinder Stadium in the Kurt Baptiste Cup.
I remember him.
Broncos have been a bit unlucky in a couple of games.
They certainly have.
Raiders coming off a very lucky win against the Tigers.
Yep.
That was
nail biter.
It was right until late. Who do you like in this?
I think the Broncos are playing extremely well, but we've played the Raiders in a form, and the Raiders will get them up there at Stinder.
Yep.
The Broncos bring back the ground rooter, Mick Hancock.
Couldn't he thrash around and tackle Mick Hancock?
He used to love rooting the grass for a penalty.
Yeah, and who are the Raiders bringing back?
Ricky Stewart, the man behind the whole rheumatoid arthritis round, right, is pleased to announce that Ricky Stewart will play and probably start.
Yeah, well, you could knock me down with a feather. You back the Raiders. I also like the Raiders. In fact, I'd nearly make them my bet of the week.
Ooh, is that going to be your last man standing?
We'll talk about that in a minute.
Let's.
Saturday, the Seagulls play the Bulldogs at Legoland in the Tony Williams T-Rex Trophy.
Yep.
Both clubs better for the loss of T-Rex from
yes.
their, from their side.
Good point.
Seagulls and the Bulldogs, who do you like?
This may be controversial. It's going to be a draw at full time and a draw at the other full time.
Wow.
It's going to be a draw at Legoland.
It'll be a game of two full times, four quarters.
But it's a family affair, bringing back the old boys for rheumatoid arthritis round. Manly's going to bring back Scotty Fulton.
Well, obviously. Still waiting for a good game from him. Keep naming him.
They've canned some other Fulton, so Scotty gets a run this week. And the Bulldogs are bringing back Kane Cleal.
Oh, I love Kane Cleal.
He played for both clubs too.
He did too.
Yeah. Who do you like?
Oh, I'm going to say the Bulldogs, but very unconvincing.
Yep. It'll be a draw.
If they play them in the forwards like they did the Warriors, they should beat them. The Eels versus the Sharks at Renovators Delight in the Michael Speechley Shield.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you like?
I like the Eels. I think the Eels are going to be in for a good season. They fell off last week.
Corey Norman back?
I don't know. I don't do much research into this.
Never ask a question, know the answer to that.
I think the Eels will get up. And what about this? This is a highlight of rheumatoid arthritis round.
Right.
Remember this grand experiment that worked so well? The Eels are bringing back Jeff Fenwick.
Jeff Fenwick.
Do you remember this?
Oh, yeah, terrible. Wore headgear that was two sizes too big for him. I don't want to say, but he looked like a special kid out there running around.
He did. He was all at sea. Poor
running
Jeff.
Into goalposts and just...
Where's my baseball?
picking the flowers and waving to the crowd.
Oh, that was great. But the Sharks are bringing back Dan Staines.
Oh, old cum Staines is back. And who did you like, the Sharkies? No, you like the Eels.
Yeah, I like the Eels, but I think I'm going to change my mind.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm going to scrub that out. I'm going the Sharks. I've changed my mind.
Yeah, I think
now Jeff Fenwick's back. The Eels can't win. I'm changing.
I'm going to go the Sharks as well. Titans and Cowboys at Crazy Horse Stadium in the Khalifa Fire Fire Lower Cup.
Nice.
Who do you like in the Khalifa Fire Fire Lower
Cup? I don't think the Cowboys can be as bad as they were last week, and they'll be up for the Khalifa Fire Fire Lower Cup. The Titans bring back Dale Shearer this week.
No, Hayne, no worries. Just Shearer.
Shearer's in. He's just been waiting for Hayne to go down.
Could have been named one of 12 clubs. So
this is his big chance.
Always going to get Guernsey there.
And the Cowboys are bringing back Brian Jellick. I don't even know who that is. You wrote this one in.
That's Angus, brother. Angelic.
Who's Brian Jellick?
Yeah, three games from their starting lineup. Who you got, the Cowboys? Yeah, I think
I've got the Cowboys.
Absolute specials in this.
Yep.
Sunday, the pride of the league, the West Tigers, the Big Four, take on the Storm in the Brenton Pomeroy Plate.
Yep.
Who do you like in this?
Well,
new coach, bounce back effect.
Yeah, I think the Tigers will get up. I tried to say it with a straight face.
You can get them with my money.
You know who the West Tigers are bringing back this week?
Former legend.
Lincoln Radonikis.
Ooh, is that a hint?
Now, do you remember Lincoln Radonikis?
Because I do, because
I was a Magpies fan. And I remember it must be very hard trying to make a name for yourself with such a famous father as Tommy Radonikis. But then again, must have been easier for Lincoln to make a name for himself because his dad was the coach and he picked him even though he was shit.
Well, funnily enough, who's the Storm bringing back?
The Storm are bringing back Chris Anderson's young bloke, Ben Anderson.
Two coaches' sons.
It's a family affair.
I'm going to say the Storm, unfortunately.
I'm changing this one as well. There's no way the Tigers are going to win. The Storm are going to thrash them.
This is the kind of game that if Taylor had have still been in charge, they would have gone out and won.
Really?
Yeah, and took the heat off himself. Dragons v. Once Were Warriors at Cheesy Bread Stadium in the Sebastien Ikahihifo Shield.
I've got no idea what you just said then.
Who are the Dragons bringing back this week?
The Dragons are bringing back a great name from the past, Rex Turp.
Is that rhyming slang or is that actually his name?
I've got no idea. Rex Turp. Google him.
Get back to us. Let us know, please.
That's where I got him from. Google.
And the Warriors. Who are they bringing back?
They're bringing back the Little General.
The Little General. Who are you liking this?
I'm picking the Dragons. I think.
Really?
As I said before, I never pick the Dragons, ever.
Mm.
But I think the Warriors' attack is woeful, and at Cheesy Bread, the Dragons will get up. Hey, Chinners, how are you?
I'm going to say the Warriors will get up in this.
Yeah. I'm not changing that one. Dragons will get up.
Okay. He's the last man standing, sit for my own. Last man standing. Oh, that's not going to get old.
I'm not changing it.
No. What's going on here? I'm standing. Are you standing?
I am no longer standing. There is only one, and it's you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You backed Souths, and you are now up to $56. So I owe you $20. I lost. I had North Queensland. So what I think we're going to do, besides the fact that I owe you $20, we're going to keep your 56 rolling. Let's see how far you can get. It's in my tab account.
All right.
My sports bet account.
Put this on right now.
Who are you going with?
First game, Roosters.
The Roosters.
Will beat the Rabbitohs.
I like it. I'm not sure what the odds are, but $56 is going on it. I am down to zero, unfortunately, but I will be having a punt this week on the Cowboys to beat the Titans. He's the last man standing, sit for my own.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What are you talking about?
What the heck are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
What the hell are you talking about?
What you talking about, Willis?
Yeah, DCE, it's former legend mate, Full Crew of the Boys. I don't know if you've heard our podcast. It's just basically full of dick jokes and schoolboy humour. It's probably a bit below your standards, mate. You're a pretty smart guy. What do you think of it?
I can't stop smiling. I find it pretty comical. It's outrageous.
Yeah, Wayne, former legend, mate, full credit to the boys. Mate, there's another bloke who's out there single and ready to mingle. Are you finding it's frustrating that you go out on so many Stinder dates and come home alone without getting a shot away?
It's not so much frustration, it's the disappointment that goes with beating yourself.
Yeah, James, former legend, mate, full credit to the boys. Let's get you to talk a little bit slower here because we find it really hard to understand you, but... Mate, what's your position on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu talking to President Donald Trump and asking about him to push back a peace deal with the Palestinians on settlement construction?
To get that, the first 2 points, especially, you know, the two lads on, please for the three of those on their milestones. You know, a little bit unlucky not to be in the team round one, but sometimes that's rugby league in the past 12 months since they both sort of come up into full time.
Yeah, I got no fucking idea what you just said.
Full credit to the boys.
Roll the sack, open the sack, empty the sack. The boy is sad.
All right, we'll go straight to the boy sack mail and feedback time. Sid, we're running out of time, so we will do Send Sid Stuff next week.
Yes.
But thanks to Ernie Oz for his contribution to Send Sid Stuff.
He has sent Sid stuff this week.
Mm.
We'll do it next week.
In the meantime, 5-star reviews on iTunes, and there's 3 this week.
Well, good, because I bitched and moaned last week that there were none.
This one's from WAM5007. He wrote, or she wrote, this is a 5-star review. I did the subscribe-unsubscribe thing 26 times.
Nice. Thank you very much.
This is from Shellac Attack. Now, I'm pretty sure that would be Martin Shellac, who one of our favourite names.
We don't know. It could be another Shellac member of the family.
Former and Sid are exactly what the NRL need. All the news and reviews in the most hilarious way. They deserve to be at the top of your podcast picks. Shellac Attack. iTunes is very big. Look around. And finally, No Marge wrote... Funniest podcast on the planet. I'm constantly in stitches. All I can say to that is aim higher, No Marge.
No, good job, No Marge.
Now, let's quickly talk about the leadership group. Beer Boy,
Do
Galpo,
we have to?
Hannah and Stewie.
They're already grating on my nerves.
And Loose, can I say.
Aren't they?
Loose. Things you should not see written have been written.
Yes.
In a group message, but... They are doing well. Judge them out of 10. Feel free to tweet them. They'd love a tweet.
Yes.
Ask them what they've done to promote this podcast as part of the leadership group and why you'd be a better selection.
Yeah,
let them know. They
idea.
Want it. They want to hear. They want to hear where they're going
they
bad.
They do. They actually expressly said they want to be bombarded with bullshit from everyone else.
Now, this audition tape that you received, Sid.
I did. I did receive an audition tape this week.
So tell us, who's it from?
Well, it came in, it said he's got some radio experience, and he'd like to be part of the show.
Well, the last play that radio experience didn't end well, so...
That's true.
All right, we'll push play on the tape, we'll all sit around and listen, and we'll give it a rating out of 10, but I hope there's no swearing.
Let's hope not.
And it's Huey Lewis's birthday. Huey was born Huey Gregg in 1950. Who the fuck's Huey Lewis? Who was the stupid dickhead that said they couldn't take the show? Who was he? That bloke walking around in the white shirt. The movie Batman broke all box office records on this day in 1989. It had only been on the Australian screens for 6 days. It beat records previously held by Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. Fuck, how did it rate? Bloody shit. Indiana fucking Jones. The reason I lost the second, we lost the fucking second test against the All Blacks because that movie frightened the shit out of my team the night before we played and led 12-0 and fell apart at the seams. Fucking Hawker, who was terrified by the snakes, had the worst test I've ever had because he'd been awake all night, devoured by Indiana Jones' temple snakes. Bastards.
Have you ever heard a loss being blamed on Indiana fucking Jones?
Wow. Jason Taylor only needed to look towards Indiana Jones. He could have bought a few more weeks with that excuse.
It's always Harrison Ford's fault.
I'll tell you something now. That is a very unique voice.
Yeah.
That bloke might have a future in radio.
I'd say so. Even if he doesn't get the gig here, I reckon he's got a big future.
A little bit blue for my liking. I'm not used to that kind of language.
Not sure if we should have bleeped that out, but anyway.
All right, well.
So send in your audition tapes. That's
let us know what you think of that one.
Yeah.
If you can beat it. In the meantime, Sid, I believe we've got a couple of, or a few, full credit to the boys.
Yeah, we've got a few this week.
All right, all from...
Ernie Oz sent me the links for all of these.
Very
thank
busy,
you.
Ernie Oz.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. Late makes my job
for,
easy.
Late charge for Leadership Group 2017 or early for 2018. Can't tell.
It's too late now.
This is his first one. This is from Madge McGuire.
Areas of our game, you know, we definitely let ourselves down, whether it be through discipline and errors, which, you know, allowed obviously them to keep climbing into the opportunities that they had. But full credit to them. Yeah, they're a team that's fighting.
Full credit to them.
Quite clear. Full credit there. He's very a fan good. Of the show, old Madge.
Now, the next one's from Joseph Manu.
Yes.
And I believe this is a very interesting one from him.
This is a good one.
Roosters.
First win in the NRL, so pretty happy about that. And yeah, just credit to all the boys that just turned up for the whole 80. It was pretty good performance.
He sounds like he should be wearing a very large headgear like Jeff Fenwick, doesn't he, to the boys?
He had a good game after he stopped picking the flowers out of the grass.
And finally, we have Cereal, full credit to the boyer.
He loves a full credit to the boys.
This is JWH, one of my favourite forwards of all time, and this is this week's inclusion to full credit to the boys, one of many this year.
Yeah, showed true character, mate, and massive credit to the boys.
A massive credit.
I reckon he would have winked when he said that one.
He did. He looked a bit sheepish at the camera like he was sending that out directly to us.
All right, now I believe you have a special offer for some T-shirts sold this week, Sid. But before we go into that, let's talk about this photo that's getting around the internet of a bloke who goes under the Twitter handle of Sporting Photo G.
Yes.
At Sporting Photo G. Have you seen Photog. This photo?
Sporting Photog.
Standing in the middle of the Hamburglar Stadium.
Yeah.
With the proudest punch, I am former legend T-shirt, right in the hey diddle diddle.
Looking good, isn't he?
He looks sharp. I wouldn't like to say there's a blue steel pose, but nonetheless.
Yeah, that was totally unscripted, unposed, that photo. Yeah.
Hang on, one more. Do it again.
Do it again.
Yeah. No,
put the filter on.
Look at me head.
He put this out, hashtag no filter.
Did he?
Yeah. He's looking sharp. They're good shirts.
Hashtag bullshit. so that's our best. I believe you want people to send in some photos of them wearing their former legend T-shirts.
Well, I think, what's his name? NRL Photog?
Sporting Photog
has set the benchmark pretty high up there at Chicken McNugget Stadium. So I want everyone who's purchased a shirt, which is quite a few. We're running low, I've got to tell you. Get in your shirt, take a photo somewhere stupid, and send it to us.
And now, tell us about this week's special offer.
Well, as soon as we finish this podcast, seems like it's been going for hours, I'm going to get the red and white, full credit to the boys, I Am Legend T-shirts live on our website. We've got sponsorship for a couple more weeks. Get out there and buy a shirt.
Buy a shirt. Look after us. We'll let you know whether we get the free spins with the money you send us.
Yeah, we'll put it to good use. I haven't awarded a winner yet for the rooting pants.
Are you just going to do a random draw this week? Or
yes.
All right.
Definitely.
So one shirt sold this week.
We'll maybe get someone who buys a red shirt.
We'll get a pair of rooting pants sent to them. We won't even tell them.
Nah.
But we want them to send a photo of them in the T-shirt with the rooting pants.
Oh, clever.
Yeah.
Drinking a mango beer.
Expect to be put on a sex register not long after you tweet out that photo.
www.fullcredittotheboys.bigcartel.com, I think it is. Something like that.
All right. As we leave this week, subscribe. Subscribe, unsubscribe. Subscribe, unsubscribe.
You know the drill.
26 times.
Yep.
Sid.
Yes.
Who's been your dickhead of the week?
Well, my dickhead of the week, it's been a big week for this person, is Marina Go. The chairperson of the West Tigers. Not only has she stood over this debacle that is the West Tigers, she apparently recently went up to Laurie Daly and introduced herself and said, "And who are you?"
If
our club is being run by somebody like that, God help us all.
Well, my dickhead of the week, I'm just going to head across the hallway to Justin Pascoe.
Yes.
Now, for one reason alone, he's really got my goat.
Why has he got your goat?
One goat, this bloke, the CEO of our rugby league club, he actually referred to Moses, Tedesco, Brooks and Woods as the big four in a press conference. And I don't know whether it was just me, but I felt crook in the guts the moment he started saying
that. You
know
what? I did notice that. I thought that was very unprofessional.
Exactly. Seriously, they're not that big.
Yep.
And two of them should have the word potential after the word big.
Yes.
Big potential. Which has been on their calling cards for the last 3 years, by the way.
That's correct.
But to actually refer to them as the Big Four makes me feel like shit. And I was so cranky about this. So also makes me suspect, Sid,
yes.
And we said this earlier in the show,
yes.
The tail is wagging the dog.
Yes.
West Tigers.
Wagging the tiger. Yep.
And we look ahead, Sid. Who's under the pump this week?
Well, I think the person that's under the pump this week is Marina Go. She's hung her hat on this. Let's see how she goes.
Take your hat and go.
Go.
Well, I'll tell you who's under the pump. Michael Clark's boyfriend, Virat Kohli. He's made this test series all about himself.
Is this a typo? He's under the pup?
He's under the pup. He's made this test series all about himself, and if India even so much as draw the next game, he will look like the dickhead of the century in New Delhi. So
yep.
With that in mind...
Very interesting last test match. I'm excited.
And then after this tour is over, Michael Clark's going to have to come back and face the ex-missus, I'm sure it is now, with Kylie.
Yeah.
She's probably heard about Virat and
Michael's called me yesterday.
Reach around. all right, well, with that in mind, we'll head out of here.
Let's go.
Good luck to those sending in their audition tapes. We've set a high watermark, obviously.
We certainly have. Keep the language to a minimum in future.
Very bit Coops-ish. Although we don't want to see some cock shots from that bloke. All right, today. In the meantime, have a good week.
And remember,
go the mighty brave Tigers. Brave, so brave.
It's all Indiana Jones's fault.
Keep smiling. Goodbye for now. You're playing games with my heart. I got a love, but I ain't got a heart.